Welcome to the very first social media domination using images. I wish I hadn't picked a podcast name. It was a total mouthful. But there you go, I did it anyway. The first podcast I thought we'd have a look at, what's the point of social media images? What's really the point of doing these things and putting time and effort into getting them right for you? The main reason about social media images is there's so much stuff on social media just now. There's so many people selling their shit, marketing their shit left, right and centre. It's really, really hard to get attention on it. As well as that, people on social media, they're mostly zombified. They're sitting on the toilet having a shit. They're sitting in a cafe waiting on their coffee coming. They're waiting on a bus. They're sitting in a pub waiting on their friend, and they're just using Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, Twitter as a method to kill time. So all they're doing is they're looking to be entertained. It's a pure habit. It's a dopamine hit. They flick onto social media and just have a bosh about to see what they can find. What we're looking to do is get them at this point. 99% of people, you'll catch yourself doing it. Flick onto Facebook, and before you know it, you've spent 5 minutes looking at shit, looking at nothing. So what we're trying to do is get people at this point while they're in that sort of zombified state. The term I use for it is a pattern interrupt. We use pattern interrupts really just to take their attention away from the sort of mind-numbing, unconscious zombie mode they're in and put their attention onto our post. Now, a pattern interrupt doesn't have to be anything outrageous, doesn't have to have lots of swearing or sex or nudity or anything like that. If you look at the images that your competitors are putting out, you'll probably find that most of them run on very, very similar sort of formats. They'll be very samey. Most of the social media stuff that your competitors are doing will be copied. Especially the big boys, the big boys in the industry, everybody's copying the shit out of what these guys do. And because everybody's copying them, innovation is at a total minimum. Everybody ends up with a very, very similar looking images. And if everybody's looking at similar looking images, it's very, very hard to stand out and people will flick past your stuff. Incidentally, research is telling us it takes people about half a second to flick past your post on the phone. Quite a sobering thought, and if you don't get their attention in half a second, then they're going to be gone, they'll be looking at something else. It's one of them things that if you can get a pattern interrupt right, in that half a second, you can take them straight out of zombie mode, straight into conscious mode, and get them thinking again. The images that are used, they're not used to sell. We don't really need them to sell. We're not using them to tell a massive story. We don't want images with hundreds and hundreds of words on it, just crammed full of stuff, because, again, it looks hard to read. People will flick past it, and you won't get any attention on it. So the pattern interrupts really just to get people from zombie mode to conscious mode and get them reading your post. And once they're reading your post, that's the time to go to town and educating people, informing them what you do, selling them your stuff. But up until that point, you've got to get their attention. I think images are the easiest way to do that. So think pattern interrupt, have a look at your competitors, what are they doing? Do the opposite of that and you'll stand out. You really will stand out if you do that. And that's what we're looking to do. We're just getting you to stand out on social media. There's so many people marketing, there's so many people selling their shit, and there's so much bad stuff in social media. If you can do the opposite or stand out, or however you want to do it, then people will start reading your posts, and that's what we're looking to do. Use social media images as pattern interrupts, get people's attention so you can then educate, inform them of what you do and sell them your stuff, man. Hope this was useful. We'll do another one tomorrow and we'll keep blasting these up. Hopefully I'll get better and better at doing them. But 4.5 minutes, nearly 5 minutes isn't bad for our first podcast. Thanks for listening, guys.